Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Outreach with Reggie. And before I begin, I just want to say thank you. I know it's been a couple weeks since our first episode of the second season, but thank you for those who have tuned in. And for those who are tuning in for the first time, hello. Nice to meet you. Today's episode, we're going to talk about something very needed, very critical to understand. We're going to be talking about something real, something that sits in the chest and hums quietly, something many of us carry but rarely speak out loud. For those who are graduating college at the time of this recording, or if you're graduating during this graduation season, congratulations. From one college graduate to another, I want to say how proud I am of you. I'm excited to see the impact that you leave on this big, beautiful blue orbit in the or blue sphere in the middle of nowhere in a galaxy that I don't even know we're in. But some way, somehow, we cross paths in this timeline. So I'm thankful and I say congratulations to you. Also, we're going to be talking about life after 25, because sometimes, as we've talked about before, college is not a one-track way to success, and many people who don't go to college or get a trade or find their passion, find their way to leave their mark in different ways and in beautiful ways. They are able to, you know, find peace that way. But we'll be talking about life after 25. Life when everyone told you the world was supposed to open, but felt like every door suddenly locked. If you're listening today, I just want you to know you're not behind. You're not delayed. You're not running out of time. And it's not bad out here. You're simply becoming. And becoming always takes longer than expected. So without further ado, let's talk about the quarter life crisis and how to get through. Stay tuned. Now, let's get into the quarter life crisis, but let's start with why. Why does it feel like a crisis, especially at the age of 25? That doesn't make remotely sense, right? Well, let's understand the components of it. Why does 25 seem like the end all be all? You're young, you're passionate, you have a great deal of youthful energy. Keyword youthful. It's because a lot of us grew up with a story, a timeline that we set for ourselves, a narrative that we've poured into. You're a graduate. You graduate, you get a good job, you get stability, and then life feels complete. But the truth is, for millions of us, especially Black millennials and Gen Z, adulthood did not come with a manual. It came with the rising of rent, student loans, global crises, mental health struggles, feeling like the world is moving faster than our spirit. And then we hit 25, a year that feels like a mirror, a year that makes you wonder, am I enough? Have I done enough? Is my life what it should be at this point? Sociologists actually call this the quarter life crisis, a real psychological stage marked by confusion, uncertainty, and identity pressure. Studies from the American Psychological Association show that over 72% of young adults experience a major life purpose crisis before or between the ages of 24 and 30. And here's the truth no one tells you. You're supposed to feel lost. It means you're peeling away who you were to make room for who you're becoming. And as we get into this next segment, I'll share with you about my journey and how 25 looked nowhere like the end. But there was challenges that came alongside. So stay tuned. Now I want to make this part personal, because my journey this year changed me. I didn't wake up one day and suddenly become who I am now. And who I am looks like many things, from public speaker to advocate to community strategist, and overall, just a man who's trying. No one tapped me on the shoulder. No one mailed me an invitation. It started with a tug, a whisper, a feeling God placed in my spirit and said, speak. It came in a dream, actually. I never really shared this remotely. I saw myself on a stage and in front of people in this dream. And I felt good about it well before I turned 25. And then I woke up, and a man at the time who wasn't really practicing anything spiritual, I decided to say, well, that was interesting. But speaking wasn't easy. I started speaking a few years back, and it wasn't natural. And if I'm honest with you, it was scary, but I dealt with it quietly. But luckily enough, as time would progress, and as I got further past 25, this year I was able to walk into rooms I once thought were too big for me. The Georgia Capitol, for instance, testifying before leaders about education and housing. The CARES Summit in Washington, D.C., sharing truth in rooms full of decision makers. And the Colorado's national think tank on adoption, being able to use my voice for kids who feel unseen. In every moment felt like a reminder that purpose doesn't follow a timeline. And I don't say these things not to advertise myself, but to say that there is no timeline. Purpose arrives when you finally stop waiting for permission to have one. My journey into public speaking did not begin without confidence. It began with obedience, being able to hear, to be guided, for my steps to be ordered. I didn't step on stages because I thought I was ready. I stepped in because I was guided. It was something that I did my research, and I made sure I did the groundwork too. But if I can encourage you, it was by faith. By faith in my several nights of prayer and guidance. Feeling like God led me and God told me that He has prepared the room for me to walk into. Now simply walk in. It is already being set forth your table. And like an usher or like a host, just walks you right to your table with the table prepped and designed right for you. And maybe you're listening today, feeling behind, feeling like your calling hasn't showed up yet. But maybe it already did. Maybe it's whispering. Maybe it's tapping. Maybe it's waiting for you to say yes to the uncomfortable. Because I didn't know public speaking would change my life. I just knew that silence wasn't an option anymore. But let's be real. A lot of young adults, especially black and brown young adults, feel stuck after 25, not because of the lack of ambition, but because the system was never built with a thriving mind for you to be creative, to challenge the unnatural. It wasn't built for your thriving to be in mind, but what are some of the barriers that provides itself to be barriers, or what I like to call level 25 boss mode? And here are some of the things you may find on this level. Housing prices are up more than 30% since 2020. Starting salaries have barely increased compared to the cost of living. Mental health crisis. The CDC reports that 49% of young adults are struggling with anxiety or depression. SNAP benefits instability and government shutdowns. Millions of families left unsure if their next meal is secure. Young people aren't falling. They're navigating a storm with tools designed for sunny weather, and yet despite everything stacked against them, they create, they build, they speak, they dream, they advocate, they eventually survive, and they rise. And you will too, because you're still here, still trying, still searching for purpose, and that makes you powerful. But how? How do you get past level 25? How do you get past the boss mode? Well, I tell you, along with the barriers, there are resolutions that happened, things that have happened, movements that have changed to make things a little bit easier. Because this is where we shift from fear to empowerment. Because yes, the world is heavy, but solutions exist. SNAP benefits restored, states increasing access and outreach. The federal shutdown ended, funding for programs resumed. Mental health, new federal grants expanding youth access to therapy. Housing, the HUD launching a rental assistance expansions and first-time buyer relief initiatives. Student debt, new forgiveness pathways and income-based plans cutting payments for you. But here's the part I don't want you to miss. With all that is being said, solutions don't matter unless people know that they exist. Solutions don't matter unless people know that they exist. As long as there is a lack of knowledge about the things that are obtainable and are within reach, then it is probably the same, if not the same, as not having it at all. And that's why this podcast matters. That's why your story matters. Your voice, your healing, your growth, it all encapsulates what matters. Because young adults aren't powerless. Young adults are not powerless. They are just underinformed. And in this season, in this time, as you graduate from college, as you go get that big old job with a big salary or forge your own path and make a big impact in this life. We're going to be fixing all of that. And I can't wait to see you thrive. So, what does that mean? Let's reframe the idea of life after 25. Because I like to call it 25 to life. You know, people really think that your life is over. You're locked into a job. You're locked in wherever you are. There is no obtainable goal, right? You're finished. You're done. This is around the time where you grow into new things and you believe that unless I'm chasing something or I'm supposed to be where this Hollywood movie style picture of what you should be or what earlier generations tell you where you should be. You're okay. And let's reframe your vision. Let's reframe the beautiful picture painted by people before you who do not share your artistic expression nor a canvas that you bought. It may be they're trying to gift you this canvas, this art, this painting that they a picture that they painted about what 25 looks like. Simply take your time, because here's what I want you to carry. There is no deadline on purpose. There's no age limit on becoming. There's no timetable on calling. At 25, you're not supposed to be finished. Not ideally. You're supposed to be forming, because you're not behind. You're in development. You're not lost. You're being guided. Comparison is the thief of clarity. Take your eyes off the clock and put them on what you feel like you are called to do. So, what do you do? Find a skill. Find something that you can do effortlessly and that you love. And find out ways you can make money off of what you love. How you can share. Join a nonprofit. Find a job and a career that you can fall in love with going to every single day. Or maybe it's just becoming. Find groups, organizations that simply just want to have monthly meetings about hangouts. I remember seeing this app called Meetup where they they have several things that you can do no matter in your respectable cities, that being sipping paints or having adult field days, playing a dodgeball, softball, football with groups of people that are like you. Social media. Meet up with friends or make new friends. But overall, this is a time in human history, especially at your age, your time, where you're not behind the ball on anything. Furthermore, I'll share with you a few people that have had success past 25. If you feel like these things are not obtainable. People like Oprah, who are now billionaires, who had a talk show in their mid to late 20s before moving to Chicago and launching her own legendary career. Walt Disney had declared bankruptcy and face setbacks before achieving massive success and be able to do and see the things that we're able to enjoy now. Harrison Ford was a carpenter in his mid-20s before his acting breakthrough. Mark Cuban was bartending in Dallas at 25 before becoming a billionaire. Martha Stewart became a major force in media and lifestyle after 40. With her first book coming out later. So I say those things with a list of many other people who have done things, very beautiful things in this life. And I say that to say, your 20s are often a time of exploring, doing the groundwork, learning yourself. And sometimes struggling. But they set the stage for later success. As seeds planted in the ground. Blessed by God to be in harvest. And once that harvest comes, no matter if you're 27, 28, 37, 35, 42, the time goes on. And yes, we are not here forever, ladies and gentlemen. But while you are here, it is very important that you take this time to appreciate yourself, to love yourself, to love the journey that is life. And while you're establishing your foundation, find beauty in the fact that your life doesn't end at 25. It doesn't. It only begins. So if no one has told you this today, that being for the man who's trying, the woman who's trying, the people that are trying to find their way in this world, to the college graduates, for the high school graduates, for the ones that are getting their GED, for the ones who got their promotion today at work, or for the ones who simply chose to get out of bed, and no matter how they were feeling, they decided to challenge the day. I'm proud of you. Not for what you've done, not for what you are achieving, but simply for staying the course, for breathing, for trying, for becoming. Because life after 25 isn't about having everything figured out. It's about realizing you were never meant to rush your becoming, because there's still life in you and there's still a story in you and there's still purpose carved into every breath that you take. And I am grateful, truly grateful, to walk this journey with you. So we're back after a few weeks of a sabbatical, but you know, things happen, life happens, but life does not stop. So while we're back, I want to say thank you again for people who have stayed along with us with this journey. And for the ones who are new, I say welcome along, grab a seat, get a nice drink, because we'll be here for a while. And lastly, to a special someone in my life, if you're listening to this, I love you a whole lot. And I miss you. But with that being said, this has been Reggie Holloway. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Outreach with Reggie. And see you next week. Continue to grow. Continue to make the world amazing in your own way. Take care.